Exactly. That's why I really appreciate what the teacher is saying. You know, forget it. Mm. You know, because essentially, that's you know, because
in the moment it is possible, but I don't think it's such an simple and easy and doable thing to forget it on a consistent basis when one is worrying about the actualities of life and health. That's my point. I'm being pretty real. I'm being about as real and honest with myself as I know how to be.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
And I'm challenging you to be even more honest. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting comment. Thank you. What's your name?
It's Robert. Robert.
Robert?
Yes.
Thank you, Robert. So let me throw my comment in there, in that mix. That was a good mix. My definition of suffering would be whatever you say it is.
I'll go along with that.
Now, this would not be popular probably in a Buddhist circle, this mm-hmm. definition, as much as I respect the Buddhist tradition. But the problem is...
If you call it suffering, it's suffering.
The problem is we experience what we experience and we have absolute freedom in that. A freedom that is mind-boggling. So free that you can suffer as much as you want, in any way you want, over anything you want, real or unreal. So you can be the emperor of earth. You can have 50,000 wives, the most beautiful women who've ever lived. You can live in the greatest palace that's ever been. You can eat the best food that anyone's ever eaten. And you can suffer like nobody's ever suffered because you're that free.
Because you're that?
You're that free.
Free.
You're that able. You have that much freedom that you are able to choose that. You are able to live that if you so choose. You are able to convince yourself of anything you really are adamant about convincing yourself of. That's the power of the mind. So everybody knows this. Everybody has met, has seen, has interacted with, has even, I would venture to say, seen up close people who are tremendously disadvantaged, people who have nothing, people who probably will never have anything, who suffer almost not at all and are tremendously happy, and they radiate that happiness and they generally show a very good mood. And I think most of us have met people who seem to have the world on a string, as they say, who may have fortune and fame or whatever it may be, may have a better car than you and me, may have a better material life than you and me, may have the adulation of many people, and they will, you can see it and they will tell you that they are miserable and depressed. So this has to give you a clue that the measure of suffering is not my measure, Robert's measure, Charles' measure, anybody's measure. The measure of suffering is if you say it's suffering, because you can have diamonds and call it suffering, and someone else can have diamonds and call it joy. And this is the whole dilemma, is that it's so left in your hands. And it's left in your hands because this is the degree of freedom that's available in this existence. This existence is generous beyond comprehension.
Say that again.
This existence is generous beyond comprehension. The proof of that, if you want a proof, it occurs to me, is have you ever gotten anything you really, really wanted, that you really enjoyed, that you really coveted, that you really meant a lot to you, that you can't, in a few seconds of thinking about it, recognize it as a gift from life, not so much something that you somehow got, although you may have taken steps and gotten it, but that it's actually simply a gift from existence? That's the generosity of existence. This universe is a generous universe. So generous, so giving,